Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:14, not sure we're going to have time to get to it, but did you see the EpiPen CEO that got in all the trouble? He's testifying to Congress yesterday and had no answers. It was a complete embarrassment. And her mother was referenced because her mother and her father are both involved in a bunch of stuff that's at best shady, if not illegal. She actually said, bringing up my mother's a cheap shot. Does this woman know anything about cheap? I don't think so, Dave. $600 for the EpiPen that you can make for a buck and a half.
I don't think she has a kid with allergies.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sure she doesn't.
One of the stories that I'd like to have more time for, but we don't necessarily have time for it today. But you know what we do have time for is to say hi to our friends from Allstate. And in particular, Chuck Suda, who we got a chance to talk to the other day. Chuck, two agencies, Chuck, is that right?
Correct.
How long have you been with Allstate?
I'm in my 27th year.
You look like you're 28, dude.
I started when I was two.
Yeah, no kidding. No, you do. You're in great shape.
Thanks.
When do you have time to take care of yourself when you're working at Allstate?
I'm sorry?
What's your workout?
I try and get to the gym at least three times a week. So.
Okay. Yeah. And big family?
I have four children. Yeah. I come from a family of four older sisters. So.
Wow. No kidding. So were you babied?
The baby. And grew up in Schaumburg. So been in this community a long time.
Now your four kids, how old are they?
Range in age from 12 to 21.
And what's a 21-year-old doing?
He's at the community college, but getting there.
Figuring out his life.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Smartest move you can make financially.
Oh, absolutely. Taking care of your pocketbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Chuck, why'd you get involved with Allstate back when you did?
Well, I always had that entrepreneurial drive, and so this was my first job out of college, and graduated and started 2 weeks after. So.
And you learn the insurance business, and then my understanding is with Allstate agents in particular that word of mouth is key. In other words, you make a customer happy, they're going to tell somebody else. Is that how you grow the business?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So it started with friends and family, and now we have over 4,500 households that I insure. So
it's a lot of work.
Yep.
But you love it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my passion. And
how do you decide to open a second office?
It was just an opportunity knock. An agent was looking to sell his business, and he was a great agent, so it seemed like it was a good fit to take over for his clients.
Because you knew you'd take care of his people and all of that.
Yep.
So what do? Bounce back and forth between the two?
Yeah, luckily now with the internet, it's a seamless transition. I can be in the Elgin location or Schaumburg. Someone calls and the phone just transfers to either office. So, you know, I could be in Alaska, really, and the customers, it's a seamless transition. For them.
So Chuck Suda, one of Allstate's finest for all these years, give me something we need to think about for car or home going into winter.
Well, you know, distracted driving is probably one of the biggest things that plague people. So I tell them, put that cell phone down and just take a little extra time when you're behind the wheel because everybody else is distracted, unfortunately.
I can picture you pulling, since this is your town, you pull up next to one of your clients and they're texting. Do you just honk the horn and yell at them?
I absolutely would.
I'm trying to help you.
And even if they call me and they tell me they're driving in the car, I said, you know, call me when you're stopped, not while you're driving.
Sure. So. What about the house? Anything we ought to be thinking about for the house to winterize and make sure we don't have to call you for a claim?
Well, when you go out of town on vacation, don't turn the heat down because that's probably the number one thing that happens. People think, oh, I'll save a little money and turn the heat down, and then their pipes burst. So
we're going to talk to Andrea Darlis about that, the cheapest human being we know, right? Andrea is always worried about a degree here or a degree there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Except when she's traveling to Greece. What about ice dams, damn it?
Luckily, we haven't been plagued by it in a few years, but, you know.
Be smart.
Well, yeah. Make sure you clear your vents and, you know.
Listen to Lou Manfredini.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, Lou, I'll talk you through it. I know one of the commitments you've made at your agencies is to help the folks in your town, and the woman sitting next to you we actually know because we've met her before. But talk about your connection to the food bank.
So I've been volunteering there for about 5-6 years. Not only is it such a great organization, but the people that actually run it are pretty amazing as well. So,
and amazing, Julie. Tell everybody your full name and title.
Sure. I'm Julie Yurko, and I'm the president and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
This is a big deal, right, to have businesses commit because we know most businesses are small businesses, and 4,500 clients is a lot of work. But Chuck's running a couple of smaller businesses here with a lot on his plate, and yet he's reaching out to help you. Is that unique, or are you getting that kind of commitment from a lot of people?
It matters, number one. When you say our business runs because people choose to get involved and companies choose to get involved, whether it's like Chuck, who you may not know, brings many of the agents to our food bank to volunteer, which Allstate matches those hours, providing more than $40,000 for the food bank. So it absolutely matters, and we invite everybody to come and help. We know that hunger is real. There are people that are suffering, but it is a solvable issue. So any individual, corporation that wants to get involved, please give us a call or visit solvehungertoday.org and help us serve our hungry neighbors.
And you nagged some of the other agents into helping, right? Now they're all involved?
Yep. Yeah, this year we had close to 40. Last year we had about 25. So we hope to just keep building on that every year.
Yeah. It's hard to say no, I would hope. And you get a call from Chuck going, yeah, we want to help people who are hungry. I got to play golf with Steve. No, they're going to help out.
Yeah. No, we've actually labeled the event that we do Good Hands Feed Kids. And this year we got to work on the backpack program, which is just an incredible thing that the food bank does.
So. Well, it's a very nice thing. If people want to get a hold of you at the agency, either one, where do you send them? The website or call you?
Call 847-301-7100 is the number.
Is it a big deal to change? Like if somebody's got insurance they're not happy with, you handle that for them?
Yep, we make it as simple as possible for the customer to switch.
All right, what's the number again?
847-301-7100.
And you were nice enough to say, hey, could I do something for Julie while she's here? So what did you want to do today?
I can't tell people. Right now they really need volunteers. So if you can just get out, you can go to their website, sign up for a shift, because really they have enough food, but they need people to help distribute it.
We also have a big funny-looking check over here.
Yeah, well, so luckily we're able to get some extra money for the food bank today.
Now, Julie, I told you before, don't take this check to the bank, because it's not an actual check. And you want to reveal the amount there?
So today we're getting $1,000 donated to the food bank
today. Come on, a hand for that. What does $1,000 do for you?
For every dollar given to the food bank, we can turn that into $8 worth of groceries that we can distribute to our neighbors in need. So this will help get out $8,000 worth of food for our neighbors.
You should feel very good about that, Chuck. Thank you for the generosity.
Well, thank you.
All right, get back to work. Stop paying attention. Chuck's got a couple of businesses to run. And Julie, thank you. Your website again is?
SolveHungerToday.org. The holidays are coming up. There are lots of ways to get involved. Lots of need out there. So please get in touch with us. Help us solve hunger right here in Schaumburg.
Volunteers, right? Volunteers, big deal?
Volunteers, donate, get involved any way you'd like. We'll take you.
Thanks to both of you.
Absolutely.
Coming back with more about the Trickster Art Gallery in a couple of minutes. And also, I'm going to send Sandberg shopping for me here in a second. Would you mind doing that? Would you go downstairs?
I love shopping.
All right. I've only got $100 in cash on me. But take $100 in cash, go downstairs, and see if you could find me something that would fit in my art collection, which currently includes the dogs playing pool and the dogs playing poker.
I think I'm going to find something that's about $1.50.
And keep the change? No, I don't think so. So find me a nice piece of artwork from our friends here at the Trickster Gallery, trickstergallery.com. We'll take a break, come back. More here on the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour at 720 WGN.